President Obama is hoping to revamp how financial firms are regulated. The goal is to avoid another economic meltdown, and he'll unveil his plans tomorrow. For a preview, we turn to David Wessel. He's economics editor of The Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
And David, what are the key elements of the president's plan?
Well, in order to prevent big firms like Lehman Brothers or Bear Stearns or AIG from threatening the entire economy again, the president wants to give the Fed much more power over these big companies, whether they're banks or not, make them hold bigger capital cushions, require them to lend less money, and then to set up a system so that if one of them does get in trouble, it can be closed the way a small bank is now closed by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation instead of in some glorious weekend of chaos on Wall Street.
Now, there was some talk of setting up a single agency, a kind of Uber agency, to oversee the financial system. What's happened to that idea?
Right. That was an idea that actually the British embraced some time ago, and it turns out that it doesn't prevent big problems. So the Obama administration has decided to basically keep the existing structure and try and toughen the rules, and mostly in trying to get the banks and other financial firms to hold more capital. There will be more regulation, but there won't be an Uber agency.
And the structure, just briefly, for those of us who aren't as knowledgeable as you are, would be what?
Well, the current regulatory system in the United States has lots of little agencies and some big ones. Not very many of them would go away under the Obama plan. There would be more power at the Fed. There would be some council of regulators that doesn't appear to have much power. There would be a brand new consumer agency whose job would be to enforce rules against products that are deemed inappropriate for consumers, kind of a way to prevent another subprime mortgage explosion.
And the Fed, you suggest it would have more power. Would that be the most power in overseeing the financial system? And is that, if true, is that a good thing?
Well, there are some people who wonder whether the Fed should have the central role in this. There are people who point out that the Fed, on one hand, contributed to the problem by the policies it had before, very low interest rates for a long time, not being an aggressive regulator. And there are people who think that the Fed is getting too much power, given that it has so much independence in our system. The administration's answer to that is there's good points made there, but there's no alternative to the Fed. Every option is like having a committee that runs a crisis and that won't work, or an agency that has less expertise and less skill at dealing with these problems.
So, David, as this seems to be shaping up now, this the president's ideas for changing the regulatory system, is this a big change or barely any change at all down the middle?
No, this is a big change. It may not be as radical as some people want, but by the standards of these regulatory changes, it's quite large. Been called the most sweeping changes since the Great Depression or the period that followed it. And it also is very carefully structured, I think, to try and get through Congress. There have been lots of blueprints before that made very nice reading for those who are into this, but never went anywhere. This one is kind of an intricate balance of substance and politics. They've worked closely with members of Congress. They think they have a very good shot at getting something like this through the House this year. The big challenge is going to be whether they can get the Senate to go along, which is a little more skeptical of some elements of the plan.
And, of course, we'll be following that as it passes through all these levels. David, thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome, Marie.
David Wessel is economics editor of The Wall Street Journal.